This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Ping.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Welcome and thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today is my Conversations with Carol show. I usually have it a little bit later in the month, but with the holidays coming up, thought, you know, better squeeze that in before the month gets away from us with all of the busyness that we're all in. So it's a Conversations with Carol. That means that there's no real topic that I'm going to be discussing. Of course, I always go to the celestial helpers and say, okay, so what should I share about the energy? So I'm going to be doing that, but it's all about you and I. It's all about us being able to talk and for me to share my medical intuitive skills. However, I am going to be taking calls. However, I'll say that again, however, it doesn't have to necessarily be a health issue. If you have one, absolutely. But if you'd like to talk about this crazy energy, and I seem to have said that a lot this year, because the energy feels like it's really tense and there's a lot of unpredictability about it. So this has really been one of those hang on years. I keep telling people in my readings, it's one of these years that it's like sit down, buckle up and hang on. And so if you want to talk about the energy, you want to talk about your health, you want to talk about relationships, maybe even what's going to be taking place in 2015, there's a whole bunch of decisions that each of us individually and then ultimately collectively are really making to move ourselves into the quality of life that we're truly desiring instead of always being so busy. And that's one of the things that the helpers share today. So what I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be talking about the energy. I'm going to be taking your calls. So if you have a question for me, you can call me at 877-230-3062. That number, of course, is good in U.S. and Canada. International callers, same number, 877-230-3062. Just put in your international calling code before you dial 877-230-3062. Also wanted to let you know that my December promotion to win my book, Your Personality, Your Health, is still ongoing. So if you haven't entered to win and it's a book that you might be interested in reading, then I invite you to go to my website, www.ritberger, R-I-T-B-E-R-G-E-R.com. And just, there'll be a pop-up that'll come up. Just enter your email address. You're automatically entered into the drawing. And the drawing will be held December 31st, and I'll be notifying the winner via email. So it's my book, Your Personality, Your Health, the very first book I wrote with Hay House. It's a book that, interestingly enough, was written in 1998, but it's something that the Hay House refers to as an evergreen book. It just keeps on going, going, going. The information is really where I took and started to come in and really look at the connection with personality, with the chakras, and then how that can impact the well-being of the body. So a very chock full of information and weaving it together. And again, my story about my near-death experience and how all this came about, because I am a researcher. My background is in personality behavioral psychology. And then I decide one day that I'm going to die, and then I come back and I can see auras. I didn't even know what they were. I would talk about this glow around people. So I share that in the book as well. So if you're interested in having an opportunity to win that book, just go to my website, www.ritberger.com. Also, I wanted to let you know I've got a brand new energy update. We posted it the first week of December on the energy of 2014 and all of the things that we have been focusing on and really been subjected to. And it gives an overview. It starts out with the energy where we're gung-ho. We're going to go, you know, just like crazy to get our goals and our resolutions and everything set. And then we hit that pause that it's like, oh no, I think you need to contemplate, reflect, dream, think about what you really want versus what you think you'd want. And so it gives a complete overview and the extreme contrast. And there's actually a channeled message that was shared from the Melchizedek as far as the value of the contrast that we experienced the last 4 months of 2014. It just ended. I'm going to talk about that in the energy update. And the extreme contrast did, and how it made us feel like sometimes we were Gumby-mon, where we were getting pulled in a lot of directions. And those last few months were really very difficult on the human body, where it really felt like it was tired and kind of beat up. That's one of the things that a lot of people in my readings said. They just feel like they've just beaten up. It's just been a difficult year. And so it's really setting the stage for 2015. So if you're interested in listening to the energy update, just go to my website, www.ritberger.com. Click on the moving slide that says Mindful Musings. And then also, when you do that, there will be an actual PDF that you can download as well. Once you go to the product page that you can and order it, you can download. It's free, by the way. You can order it, and then you can download the actual channeling that was shared on contrast. So two things. You've got audio, and then you've got a printed version. So just check out my website and see what's going on there and listen to that energy update. If nothing else, what I found for me is it made a lot of sense of what was going on from mid-August to just ending December 4th. So very powerful information. Also, I wanted to, like I said, when I started the show, I always go on, go to the Celestial Helpers. I do this every day. But when it comes down to the Conversations with Carol show, it's not really all about me, but it is about me, because that's where we really start. But it's about what can I share that has to do with the energy of where we are today on this day of this show. And one of the things that they wanted to share with me is that as we're ending 2014, to be mindful that the contrast is still there. It's just that it's not as blatant. It's not as extreme. It's not in our face to where it was so obvious in our mind and in our observation of what was working and what wasn't working in our lives. And the purpose of that was so we could continue the closure that we started in April through June, the closure of letting go of the different thought patterns or emotional patterns that really weren't serving us well. They were like old closets and old clothes in a closet that honestly we most likely can't wear just because we weren't that same size in the metaphor of it. But then also it's stuff that really we probably wouldn't want to even go back and revisit and put on, meaning letting it run our lives. So this closure, this contrast is still there, but it's subtle. It's going to require us to be more mindful, to be able to use our intuition and interact with it a lot more, to be able to recognize the subtleness of the contrast instead of in our face, but so we can start to rely on ourselves, meaning trust ourselves to be able to follow our instincts. When I went to the Celestial Helpers this morning, the group that came to me were the angelic order within the angelic realm called the Virtues. And the Virtue Angels are all about helping us be mindful of speaking our truth, trusting ourselves and our instincts, serving, showing ourselves the same respect that we show others, living our life by our integrity and our philosophy, that basic prime directive that says this is how you're going to approach people, you're going to approach life. And the Virtue Angels were saying that it's going to be very mindful. We're going to have to be very mindful to go in and really connect with the energy of what is happening, using our intuition and trusting what we're picking up in that subtleness, in that contrast, so we can be very clear, not looking at what we didn't do, but very, very clear on what we have done and how we can let go of those next, what I call the remnants of the closure that we did. So it's a time where it's everything is quickened. The energy feels like it's quickening. I don't know about you, but it seems to me like the days are shorter and my task list keeps getting longer. And however, what they kept saying to me to share with all of you is remember, based on our time frame and our clock that we as humans run our life by, there's still 24 hours a day. Nothing's changed except that we're focusing our attention more externally than internally, that we're focused more on doing rather than being. And what that does is it prevents us from really doing the things that are important rather than doing the things that are urgent to others. And in this quickening and in this contrast, it's basically, and in the extreme contrast we went through, is basically saying, you know, is this really where you want to put your time and energy? Is it adding to your quality of life, or is it distracting from your quality of life? So I'm going to continue to talk about what they shared, but it is the energy, the time frame as we think of it has just got kind of out of control from the standpoint that it seems like we just don't have enough time. In fact, I kept finding myself and other people saying, can you believe that it's already middle of December when it just seems like yesterday was the beginning of the year where we were starting all this? That's exactly what was shared, is that's it from our mind's perspective. That is true. We are so busy being busy. And that's not said with judgment. It's just that we sometimes don't put that busyness energy into things that are truly, truly important to us. Instead, they are things that are really important to others. And that's, again, the contrast. Is it yours? Is it theirs? Who is it right by? Are you doing what you're doing because it's right for you? Or are you doing what's right for others? So what I'd like to do is, I can still connect with my producer, Barb, I think I can. Let's go in and let's do the first caller. So excuse me, sweet. Hello. Thank you. Welcome from Sedona. I love it. Would you please pronounce your name for me?
Kaya.
Hi, sweetie. Thank you. I thought that might be the case, but I just didn't want to go and flub it all up. So how are you, honey?
I'm awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome. How can I help you?
Well, I talked to you. I was involved in a bad accident 4 years ago.
Right.
And I talked to you about 3 years ago, and you talked to me about some of my injuries and what might develop with my hearing and my brain injury and some other things. You were spot on.
Oh, thank you.
And I just listened to the archive show a few weeks ago, and just everything just was absolutely on. I wondered if you could tell me what you see. I'm still working on regaining hearing. I'm now studying Oriental medicine, and my brain continues to rewire and do incredible things to reach a new level of health. I wondered if you could tell me if you see anything else I could do to support my health.
Well, absolutely. And congratulations, sweetie, because, you know, sometimes, you know, you and I share a lot. I had to die to finally get on my path. You probably had to get your head to do yours too, sweetie. I don't know.
Yes.
We must have that same clause in our, you know, life chart that says, if I'm not getting it, you know, die, Carol, or hit you in the head. So
yes.
I say it with love. But, so one of the things, sweetie, is that what has occurred that is still there, and, I'm going to give you a visualization of it because it feels to me that that could help you. With what occurred is that the jarring where you hit the head and what it's done around the back of the head and how it's impacting the front jaw. And it feels like it's more right side. I can pick up the left side, but where I feel like the real, residue of the injury is on the right side. What has occurred is that jarring actually shifted the jaw itself to the point where it doesn't seat itself completely. And when you chew, it isn't re-injuring anything, but what it's doing is it's putting pressure on the neck muscles. It's putting pressure on the eustachian tube of the ear itself. So it, I'm going to say it the way it feels to me. It feels like it's a permanent situation that was the result of the injury. It doesn't mean that it isn't fixable. It just feels like it's going to take something that you need to be mindful of. But it's like when it hit, where it hit on the head, it jarred you to the point where it just put a lot of, I'm going to say bone damage to the actual jaw, the actual skull itself. It increased the indentation in the skull, specifically on the right side. And what that's doing and the placement of it, it's actually putting, it's like it's pushing, the bone is pushing, the skull bone and the jaw is pushing on the eustachian tube, and that's part of what's contributing. And it's not really what I would call hearing loss, meaning that you don't feel to me like you're completely deaf. It just feels like things are muffled. It doesn't feel like you can hear clearly. You can still hear tone. I can go inside, and I can still hear the feedback from the inner ear to the brain. So the inner ear is still trying to talk. It's just not talking clearly enough for it to be able to be heard. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. I'm still in hearing aids in both ears, and actually the hearing loss is much more severe in the left ear.
Mm-hmm.
That was the initial hit, but apparently I was knocked out. Apparently I was hit more than once.
Correct.
It kept hitting me two times, not once. So I'm just curious if you can see that resolving, but you're right, it's muffled.
It really is. And I mean, the permanent part of it feels like there's just been the permanent damage to the skull bone itself. And the way that, or the skull itself, I should say. And the way that's doing is it's causing the jaw to have to constantly adapt and adjust and manipulate itself when you yawn, when you chew, when you, those are the two things that came forward. And what it's doing is with the muscular part, it's coming in and it's actually changing the dynamics, meaning that it's putting pressure on the eustachian tube. I wanted to bring up the right side because honestly, that was the side that just, when I touched you based on your question, it's like, oh, we need to talk to her about this.
Okay.
Because it feels, as you said, it was the left side. But the right side, I think, is really where to put your energy. And with the visualization, what I wanted to do was to share that. And it's like your helpers, your celestial helpers are saying, just tell her it's like going in and having a dent put in a car. And it's like what we want to do is we want to visualize if they were fixing a small dent, not replacing an entire panel of the car. They mm-hmm. take this and they drill like this little hole, and then they put this mechanical thing in that goes in the hole, and they slowly, slowly, slowly pull it out to where the dent pops itself back out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can visualize in the right side with what I'm picking up, just going in and visualizing, you know, attaching something, could be a bungee cord, whatever it is, to that, the skull part, and just slowly put it out. It's not going to change the skull bone damage, because that does feel like the bone has adjusted itself. The skull has adjusted itself, and it's compensated for, it looks like it is almost a hairline fracture. But what we want to do is we just want to use that visualization to pull the pressure away from the inner ear down in the eustachian tubes, pull that pressure out, and see if we can relieve the pressure in that visualization to the point where the ear itself will feel like it doesn't have that tension on it. That feels like it's going to release the tension in your neck. It's going to take a lot of tension off of your shoulders and then also down into your lower back. So you seem very powerful in the way that you can use visualization. So that's what they were sharing with me.
That's awesome. Thank you. Is there anything you would recommend to continue to improve my memory, because I'm a student again now?
Correct. The main thing is here they come in and they go, okay, so you're not usually a worry ward. I don't know when I touch your energy. You get concerned, that's true, but you're not one to worry a lot. And yeah, it's what they said to me is that tell her to stop worrying about this. And it's like, okay, well, I can do that. I can tell you to be concerned about going back into the learning mode. I went back to get my PhD when I was 37 years old, and I'd been out of school a long time. And oh, my gosh, I didn't even know if I could ever learn how to learn again. And so I worried a lot about it, like you're doing. And what I did for me, it's like they want me to share this, but what I did for me is I would break down my learning page by page.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when I could do that and I could break it down into the small size pieces, then I didn't see the big picture to the point where I got anxious, concerned, and then ultimately worried. The other thing is if you have to turn in any papers, you do things online?
Yes.
Yep. One of the things that one of your angels also wanted me to share that I did is that I would read page by page. I would be sure that I fully comprehended what was on that page before I even moved to the other one. Sometimes, honestly, sweetie, it took me 2, 3, 4 times to read the page just so I could re-stimulate that part of the brain that's used it for that learning. It's like I had to go back when I was in first grade, almost is what it felt like. And then when you do things on the computer, if you find yourself getting frustrated, just turn your screen off. And then what you do is just write. And what you'll do is when you turn it back on, you're going to find your answer, question. And then if you find that you can't remember or recall, then close the screen down, take a deep breath. And what it'll do is you'll start to bring that forward and you won't put the pressure on yourself to have everything in black and white and write and edit and dot everything, you know, end of any sentence and be sure that it's not rambling and all the things that you, you know, you and I talk the same way. We tend to get on a topic and we ramble. And part of that rambling is truly just part of us processing it, isn't it?
Yes.
So what we it's kind of like everybody's looking at us like, what? And we're very clear. We're just processing. So that's something else. But they're saying to me to continue to say to you, don't worry. The head injury itself is not limiting what you're doing. It's not going to. It's just you have to learn how to focus and go back and learning how to learn. You love the topic. That's a great thing. It's not like being in school where it's like, okay, well, you need to take this. And it's going like, why? I'm never going to use it. So you love the topic and everything, and you'll do just fine.
Great. Well, thank you so much, and have an awesome, amazing holiday.
Well, thank you, and you too, you too. Wonderful, wonderful talking to you. Gosh, I just loved all the visualizations. All right, what I want to do is let's go ahead. I think I'm going to take a commercial break at this point in time. I've got a couple more callers. I want to hear from more of you, but I'm going to do this, and then I can really devote the time to calls. So I'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing. What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Well, welcome back. If you're just joining me, today is a Conversations with Carol show, which means I'm taking your calls. So if you have any questions for me, you can call me at 877-230-3062. Also, just a quick reminder, if you want to hear about that, hear the energy update in audio form and to print the PDF of the actual channeling that is on contrast and kind of looking at what this whole year of 2014 was all about, just go to my website, www.reitberger.com. Well, it is a Conversations with Carol show, so let's just jump right back in. Hi, Sally. How are you, sweetie?
Hey, Carol. I'm really well. How are you doing?
You are really well. I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. So, whoa, you've been like warp speed, haven't you, sweet?
I have. I have a new roommate and a playmate. I've been having a great time.
And good for you. So you stayed with that playmate, huh?
Well, for now, yeah.
Good girl.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it seemed like when we've touched it before, it's been like lots of fun, good stuff.
It's been lots of fun, and there's lots of learning and growing for me in there, too. And
yes.
And a lot of inspiration, so I'm making more changes in my physical environment.
Very good. Well, a roommate, that's a positive step in that direction.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time alone, so it's a change, and it's good. He's working out of town at this point, so I do now get my own space again for a bit, but it's actually awesome.
Good. Very good. Well, how can I help you, hon?
Well, back to my work in the world, Carol. I'm
right.
You keep encouraging me to step in and start doing things and locally, like supporting others in their changes. Setting up my own structure is not easy. I have scattered energies and lots of air in my astrology chart, and so I have been thinking about applying to a fairly well-known psychic hotline and working as an advisor there. Don't know if it would actually fly, but
at least it's a step in the direction, because you're already helping and supporting other people, honey.
Yeah.
And what it'll do is it'll give you some structure, and see it as a stepping stone to seeing what works and what doesn't work, honestly. And then taking what you're learning from it and see what your next step is.
Yeah. So really, I'm sort of, I was all gung-ho about applying, and I'm not sure that I'll totally qualify. It might not work for me to go that way. And the other way to go is to start with just my own advertising. In a more local. So I was just kind of wondering if there's guidance for me about this.
There, twofold, there is. And I'm going to put on my hat when I first started. Is that, again, I could have gone through different psychic institutes and through different hotlines. For me personally, it intimidated me, honestly. It put too much pressure on me personally from the standpoint, because I was still in the developmental stages. Well, I thought I was. I mean, once I tapped into it, I realized that it isn't about me. It's just about being a channel and a vehicle for the information for others. But when I first started into it, it was very daunting and very intimidating. So I had looked at that route, and I had a couple of opportunities. For me, it just, again, it was just like, oh my gosh, what if I can't, or what if I fail, or what if I do, you know, just all of my own insecurities coming up. And that was the real value. When I look back, that was the value, is that what it presented to me was an opportunity for me to look at a lot of the insecurities and the fears that I was still struggling with as I was trying to figure out who I'm going to be as an intuitive when I grow up. So when you're looking at this and you're thinking, well, you may not fit, or you may not qualify, or you may not fit in, whatever it may be, is instead of that anxiety that comes in that somehow you're not, you might just want to step back and look at what is it bringing up in you. And what I found for me is that it really helped me focus on what I was comfortable with doing my work. For example, I was really most comfortable at the time being in sitting with somebody and breaking out my crayons and coloring what I saw, instead of having to do things where it was over the phone. I honestly, at that point in time, Sally, I never even comprehended or even dreamed or thought of in the process that I was going to do this over radio airwaves, or I was going to do it on the phone.
Yeah.
So use that as an opportunity to add clarity to what are your comfort zones with it. And, you know, we are always trying to get rid of them. Sometimes they really help us. And then also, but I still pursued, I still applied to a couple of them. And one of them wanted me, and the other one, basically, I didn't fit. I didn't fit because they didn't need anybody or want anybody that was just going to read chakras. And that's all I was doing at the time.
Yeah.
So again, I learned from that as well. Then what I started from there is really realizing that I needed to be within my comfort zones because I was still in that developmental stage. And we always are, I've realized, when we're doing our intuitive work. So what I started doing is I started going to places that I felt comfortable with. I went to a local bookstore. I actually interviewed a lot of bookstores to decide which one fit for me. And I found one that did, and the owner of the bookstore and I clicked, and he was very low key. He was very receptive to what I did. He didn't know if there would be much value. That was fine. And I started out slowly, and the best tool I can tell you when you're doing it on your own is word of mouth.
Right.
And especially when we're still in that developmental stage, when we get to a place where we have a real clear picture of where we are, then advertising can work. Up until then, very honestly, it can be a waste of time and energy. Another thing you can do is that with the power of the internet is that you could shoot a short video and start your own YouTube channel, and you could send out mailings to friends or to people that you know or friends of friends and everything, and just tell them about your video and let people see you and experience you through that. I mean, it can be 3 minutes long, and just to get a sense, because we need to have some visual connection. The next thing that you can do is you can start focusing on an area that you have a real interest in and passion on, and you could do a blog, or you could send out a very brief newsletter or energy updates or whatever it may be. And then what you do, sweetie, is if you do that, then people need to share with you their email address in order to have access to it. They can always opt out. If they don't like you, they don't like what you say, you're out of here, they're going to opt out.
Sure.
But you can use that and start building yourself a database that you can use as a source to announce anything new that's coming up. That right now is the most effective way to build a intuitive practice, and in fact even for a holistic practice for practitioners. But that's something that you may think want to do.
Get online.
Just get online, and you know, it doesn't take much to do a very, very brief website. People want to know who you are. They love to hear the story of how you came about things. You don't have to have a whole laundry list of all the things that you do. If you want to do readings, then, you know, talk about them, what kind of information. So think in those terms. And the scatteredness comes when, because the intuition thinks in such big terms, and it's so expansive. And then when you take your personality color that is very good at a lot of things, and you're trying to focus, and then you're worrying because you're not focused, and now you're feeling scattered, and you're worried because you're scattered.
Yeah.
See, the loop. It's just the loop. So one, just bring it down to, start out with just one thing. What do you want to share? One of the things Louise Hay taught me very early on in working with her, she said one of the greatest mistakes that people make when they're writing a book or they're putting themselves out there is they do it the way they think they should. That means going in and doing a whole laundry list of everything that you are going to offer. And what she said to me when I was writing my book, Carol, write what you want people, the last chapter, what do you want people to get out of what you're doing and sharing for their time, their energy, and their money?
Uh-huh.
Same concept, sweet. What do you want your clients to walk away with? That's going to help you decide. If you decide to go to the psychic hotline route, that's going to let you look at their write-ups to see, do they match your philosophy or match what you want to bring to your clients, or do you have to adapt to the point to bring what they want to the clients, and does that compromise you? There's nothing wrong with that. If it does, it's not the right fit for you. Even if they want you, it's not the right fit.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm just looking for an easy way to get going and ride on someone else's structure.
Well, the easiest way to get going is to tell people what you're doing.
Yeah, and I'm not good at that. I've been. I don't get out. I don't go out and network very much. I tend to spend a lot of time alone, and that's where my anxiety rises, is going out in public, because I've Well, there's a long history that caused all that.
Exactly.
So I'm very
and past lives that did all that. So go and do
I'm
it on the web.
I'm very good on the phone with people. I did crisis line work for several years.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, put that in. That's part of what you can, you know, that's part of your training. That's part of what you're good at. That's what will help people define whether you're the match for them. So those are, that's a very powerful thing to have in your resume of who you are and what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's going out and being in front of people, I mean, when I started at the bookstore and I did my first class, I was really, I mean, I was teaching classes at a corporate level, you know, to huge numbers. And when I decided to do it in person, oh my gosh, I was scared to death I was going to get 100 people. And, you know, the universe must have heard that, and I had 3. And it's like, well, you know, I could be really disappointed because the Carol would like a lot more, but the reality of it was those 3 were my best teachers because it really stretched me. So, again, things like that. Your significant other, your friend that you have is very aware of what you do. You know, talk to him about, you know, how should you do it? You know, where do you start? Does he tell his friends about you? Anywhere, sweetie. Just, it's kind of like fishing. Just, put a lure on, throw it out there or a worm on it. If nothing bites, pull it back in, change something else and do it again.
Okay.
The greatest stumbling block to doing the intuitive work is that we truly are afraid to be clear in what we bring to people because we're afraid we're going to limit ourselves and their expectations are going to be too high. So we actually stop ourselves by being too broad, by being too afraid. We're so, if I don't do this, then I'll do this and go back and forth. So just something to think about. And then just start out slow. That's the way this works. Word of mouth is the best thing.
Okay. All right.
But I need to say something else because I've got one of your guardian angels is yammering. You've got double guardians.
Thank you.
Must have a lot on your list to do, sweetie, when you came into this lifetime that you get to. How lucky you are.
I am so lucky.
Yes, you are. But what this one angel just said is that until you filled the voids of not having others in your life that you could play with and enjoy and be around and have that safety, you couldn't have done this work. I mean, you could, but your angel's saying you couldn't do this work as authentically as you can now because you've experienced the things that you were lacking that truly was at the root of what was holding you back. So
okay.
Great work. Good job. Put yourself out there. Stuck with it, even though your brain was probably going, are you really sure you want to do this? But you did. So it's the same thing with doing your work.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you, honey. Happy holidays to you.
And to you, Carol. God bless you.
Thank you. Likewise. All right. What a wonderful person. I've worked with Sally before. And just all of you, just absolutely wonderful. This is a big love fest. This is what the energy of closing of 2014 is all about. Hi, I'd like to talk to Jasmine from New York. How are you, sweet? Hi, hon. Did I lose you? Oh, I lost her. Okay, let's go in and do Zakiya from Atlanta. Hi, honey. Oh, did I lose her too? Okie dokie. Well, golly, if the two of you are still listening, come on back on, and I'm just going to fill up the space. Oh, good, we're getting somebody back. I'm going to fill up the space by just telling you to offering to you what the angels are saying to me. Fill in the space, Carol, is talking about the quickening. Remember, you have 24 hours. Look at where you're putting your time. Look at where you're putting your energy, and if it's right by others, but it's compromising you, not necessarily the right thing for you at this time. So maybe you just put it on pause and you just slow it down and do what's important to you. Creativity is really important right now. That's one of the nice things about the holidays is it gives us a lot of opportunity to be able to really tap into our creativity. I've got Jasmine back. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm sorry.
Well, thank you for calling back like that. I loved it. How can I help you, hon?
Okay, I just were informed that in 6 months, I am not going to have the job that I have.
Okay.
So I was wondering, what guidance do you have for me? Because I don't know what is next. If you ask me what I want to do, I do not have an answer.
Well, you haven't had to think in those terms, honey. You know, you feel to me like you've been very blessed to just kind of have job after job after job. It's that synchronicity that you've had. So it really isn't where you've had to think about what you want to do. It's been there. Very fortunate. Where it is now is that I would encourage you, and I'm going to take myself out of my intuitive role and I'm going to put on my psychology role with my personality, is I would do four things. One is I would go in and we want to make a list. What are you good at? What are you really good at? How do you want to impact the world? And what is your timeline? Those are four important questions. You are really good at a lot of, it feels like, project managing, planning skills. Is that true?
Yes.
You are very good. You're very good at communicating what needs to be done and the objectives. So it feels to me like you're very good at organizational skills, and you're also very good at communication skills. And those are the two things that popped up. So when I said, what are you really good at? Then what it is start listing what those are. And what that'll do, sweetie, is it'll sort out what you've done that you really are good at, but you're not necessarily really in love with. And that starts the answers to question number two. What do you really love? And when you do that, and it doesn't have to always be organizational skills or communication. Maybe it's your creativity. You've got a tremendous amount of creativity that feels like it's been on hold. For some reason, I keep getting textile. I keep getting cloth and beads and rhinestones and bling. Do you like that?
I don't know, but that comes up a lot of, you know, with my readings. That always come up, but I don't know how to get into that world. I don't know.
Well, you've got 6 months to, if it's something that resonates with you, you've got 6 months to look at it. I mean, you could, and I'm just going to hip shot based on what I'm picking up, is that maybe what it is looking for different fabrics for different clothes. Maybe it's starting an online, you know, diva shopping thing, or coming in and, or maybe it's the project part of you that could bring in different items from countries where beautiful things are made with silk and twine and leather and everything else, and bring something together and put together an eclectic site. You also, that's part of your organizational skills. So that just came up. It's like I could feel you touching fine silk and being able to look at all of the beauty and the sparkle and the bling and the everything on it. So that's something to just, you've got 6 months to start the process of looking beyond what you've been doing and just explore. No commitment, just explore that creative part of you and what would be fun. What do you really love? What do you love doing on a daily basis at home with your own, putting your clothes together, with all of those things? That's a creative part of it. And it isn't about designing textile. You don't feel like that's something you're interested in, but that's something that comes forward. And then when you write down what do you really love, then you'll start sorting through what you're good at. And then how do you want to impact the world? That is a big question that each of us is asking ourselves, as you did differently, where you're losing your job. It's going to go away. You're really asking yourself, how do you want to impact the world? That's the gift of this extreme contrast. And maybe impacting the world is to bring beauty to it. Maybe it's to bring hope to it. Maybe it's to help people that can't get out of their own way and not being organized, help them doing that. That part of it, when you look at it, that taps back in to what do you really love. It taps back into what you're really good at, and it creates a cohesiveness between all of those things, and it makes it much easier for you to think out of the box of getting a job. You're not looking for a job. You're looking for a career, and a career is very different. It's doing what you love. It's impacting the world, and it's not being the timeline is every day. So that's something to look at. You could, honestly, if you wanted, it just dropped in. If you wanted to continue what you're doing, you can certainly do that. You're very good at it. but it doesn't feel to me that's what you really want to do.
No, like I said, like at this moment, I'm just fearful because I got the news that
I'm
going to go. So how do you remove the fear and say, okay, you know, this is supposed to happen and this is focused on that, but it's hard.
When
you have bills to pay, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. And you can do like I did, is that I, you know, had contracts when I was doing my corporate work that were 2 and 3 years. So I could, honey, I could go into this intuitive. I'm just using this as an example. I could go into this intuitive world, and I've got 2 or 3 years to play around with it. I don't have to worry about my bills, my anything. I could just play. I could just dabble. Well, once I set the intention to do the intuitive work, all of my 2 and 3 year contracts, the longest I had on any contract is 3 months. I was out of money.
Right.
I'm not going to, I couldn't do my intuitive work. I couldn't even think in those terms. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to pay my bills. The most important thing with the fear is that it's real. It's not negating it. It's not playing it small. It's not downsizing it. It is real. So in your plan and how you want to impact the world, meaning, and you need to be in one piece, maybe the plan is that you use these this time to think about, dream about what you ultimately would like to do. But at the same time, plan B is that you look at things that can pay your bills.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if the two could do the same?
Right.
But where you are in the fear, that fear changes your chemistry. It puts fight, flight, freeze into your brain and in your body. The freeze is you can't think clearly.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to give yourself permission to go through this time, 3 days, 5 days, 3 weeks, whatever it may be. It's not going to be 6 months on you, sweetie. You move too quickly. But just say, you know, okay, I need to pay my bills. I need to be realistic. I need to do these things. I am fearful. I don't know. And live with it. Be with it. And it'll lose its hold on you.
Okay.
And if you need to, you know, one of the things that I did, and oh my gosh, you know, I have to, as I'm going to say this to you, I laughed. I started sending out, and I was doing private consulting in personality behavioral psychology, going in working with corporations. I couldn't go and send out a resume to companies that says, oh, by the way, do you want to hire a behavioral researcher with intuitive abilities. So I didn't know what to do. So, honey, here's what I did. I got on the phone. I made a list of every client that I had, and I panicked, and I made a list, and I started calling them and saying, hi, this so-and-so. You know, I'm open. I've got time. I've got not letting them know I was running really scared. They could smell it a mile away. I didn't get anything. And it was like, oh, my gosh, I guess I need to really step into this. But when I did, it was scary. It really, really was just fraught with fear. Give yourself the time because you're still in the shock. You're still in the fear. Your chemistry is supporting fight, flies, freeze.
Mm-hmm.
And you're locked down. And until you can get through that, it's hard to think out of the box. But start, if you do list making, what I talked about, what are you really good at? What do you really love? How do you want to impact the world? That will help move your brain from fixating to the fear to actually looking out of that box to see what possibilities are there. It's a wonderful tool that has been used many, many times within the corporate world and many times on an individual level. So that will help.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking my
call. You are so welcome. Thank you, sweetie. And 2415 is going to support that with the divine appreciation. So, hi, I'd like to take Heidi from Colorado. Hi, sweet. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good, honey. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling for my sister. She has, like, the beginning signs of Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if there's anything I could do to help her. Her foot is turned in, so she has a really hard time walking or moving.
One of the first things with her, sweet, that you can do is to continue to, her world is shrinking very quickly. That's what happens. The foot turning in, not knowing what the what's going to be next, is that her world is going to shrink, and her brain is going to immediately compare where she is at any moment to where she was before, which will cause the world to shrink even more. And then what she'll do is she will be living based on her limitations versus living on the soul that's bigger than life within her. Mm-hmm. So in the world shrinking, there's things that you can do, that you can help her be engaged, getting out. Maybe it's even through the internet, anything that can keep her engaged socially, that can keep her right now, honestly, distracted from what's going on to the point where she can see that this doesn't have to be life ending. It may change the way she lives her life, but it doesn't have to really come in and undermine the quality of her life to the point where she can't live. Right now, that's where she is. She needs some hope.
Yeah, she needs a lot.
She does. And the other thing is I'm getting all this creative energy around her. Is that true?
Yes. Yes, she can write. She just chooses not to. You know, she likes to write.
How about if she right now started writing? I mean, it could even be a journal, a children's book. A children's story. What that'll do is it will stimulate that part of the brain of her childhood and a lot of the fond memories that she had and how she wants to help other people. That'll come into play because that's what she wants to also do. She's always done that. And again, whatever we can do to help her move beyond this limitation that is being built when someone gets diagnosed and they start to actually experience the outcome of it, everything becomes very fearful, very bigger than life, and very much comparing. And that just locks us down even more. But she's got a great sense of humor, doesn't she?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Does she? And she also likes nature, doesn't she?
Yes. Yeah.
So has she always, do you know, has she ever talked to you about her shamanism and her power animals in her totem?
No, she hasn't.
Okay. You're familiar with that, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too. What if we did some work on and introducing her to power animals? And what if we introduced her to the power animals on her totem? Go ahead.
I'm not too sure what those are.
What if you talk to her about, she likes birds, she likes raptors a lot. Not number one on her totem, but number two. Feels like it's either a golden eagle or a red-tailed hawk is what it feels to me. The power animal at the very top, I'm asking, can I have permission? They said yes and no, so I'm going to give it to you. So what it feels like is that the animal, her power animal on the top of the totem, feels like it's bigger than life. It feels like it wields a lot of power in the forest world. It's got bear energy. It's got wolf energy. They're going to let me go that far. It's got elk energy. I'm going to go that far. They keep putting things out there. The reason that that's coming up is that if she were to look in terms, because she's got shaman energy within her, if she was going to look in terms of her power animal and totems and Mitch and Max, match that with her writing ability, I can pick up a child story within her that she could do that has to do with the lonely wolf. I want to say that came through, or have to do with a big bad bear or something. There's some humor, but there's a lot of moral in the story about the bears, and you know, they're really not as tough. They have to forage like everybody else, and the wolf is seen like, you know, it she's just got something inside that needs to bring that child likeness in her and that shaman in her forward. And that's going to help heal her. It's going to keep her mentally engaged. And it feels like it's just going to be laugh, scratch, and giggle fun.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Does she have Ted Andrews' book, Animal Speaks?
No.
Okay, there's another thing. Dr. Stephen Farmer, you can go to his website. He's got some wonderful cards on power animals for children. And those are the things that you might want to just encourage her. Remember that you might get a little resistant, but you won't. Hun, I just got the sign. I'm 30 seconds. Love all of you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, wonderful, wonderful week. Sorry to cut you off that way. I think we're on the right road. Light and love to all of you. I'm going to see you next week on the radio. Have a wonderful week. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reiberger.com. That's www.reiberger.com. See you soon.